Okay, Simon Reshvov Sif He. You make a bracha only after it's been brought to you. You have it. You have it. If you make a bracha, and you do not have it yet, so you need the bracha was not effective. I know that they're bringing in some apples. My son went to the store. He's bringing home some apples. I say, Baruch Hashem, I'm ready for your eights, and I wait for the apple. And my son comes in and throws me the apple. Well, but when you made the bracha, you didn't have an apple yet. The apple was still being delivered. So that's no good. Person made a bracha on something she had. And they brought new things, okay, of the same type of bracha. But you have to have in mind, or it's proper to have in mind whatever is going to be brought. I'm covering with Zeke Brocha right now that I know that they might be bringing me some more items. I'm having in mind whatever they bring, this bracha should work for that. Even though I don't have it yet, and you just said the bracha only works with what you have. The point is the bracha has to take effect on something. So the bracha here, I had an apple already, so the bracha took effect on something. So it's not that the bracha cannot work for something which is not here, but as long as I know it's coming, the bracha can work for it. The problem is the bracha has to take effect on something, which in the first scenario, there's nothing for the bracha to take effect on. In the second scenario, I had an apple already, so there's one for the bracha to take effect on. And then the bracha will work on the new items which come afterwards as well. So the Mishaburas have cut new tests. Sarkla Baruch Parmacheris. Even though you had intent, you know they're bringing it. You had intent for this new new item which is coming. Doesn't help. Because there was nothing for the bracha to take effect on. Now we're going to see in the next sif. One of the examples is water, right? So I have there's a stream of water over here. So I make a bracha, I look at the stream, I say, Baruch Hashem, Lekenu Mechalom, Shakolni Abid Rav, and then I take a drink. Well, the water that I took after and then the drink was not the water I started the bracha on, because the water I started the bracha on already moved downstream, and the water that's coming now is new water coming up from upstream.
It's all connected.
Okay, so now why don't we argue, Mishabur is saying, what I made the bracha isn't here yet. So and I can't say the bracha is chal on what I had now, because that's gone. She says, it's not the same. Well, Domil Amas Hamayim, the Sifvav, Hazam Kimon Shavari Yavoyu Hamayim Negdoi. Kilo Hayu Lefon of Damya. That in that situation, even though it's not here, but since the nature is already set up that it's body going to come, that is equivalent as if it's here, and therefore there is one for the bracha to take effect on. However, the case over here we're talking about over here is that somebody's bringing it to you. Well, he might bring, him and I might bring.
Right. Also, in corresponding way to the water, if you see the item is on its way to you, but he's 20 feet away, 30 feet away, you say bracha then?
It could be. The point is, I'm saying that over here, if there's an action of another individual, that's always up to the other individual. He might plan to do it. He is going to do it, but there is a decision-making process up to him to do it or not. So that's not automatic. That's the problem.
But I mean, with the water, wouldn't it? I mean, don't we believe in this concept of that holy things expand? So if you're making a bracha on the stream, okay, the water that you made on the stream as it was in front of you when you made the bracha, that moved downstream for you. But the bracha presumably expanded into the entire stream, no?
I'm not familiar how that works.
I mean, I'm working on an assumption here. I mean, I could be wrong.
I'm not familiar with that.
That holy things expand? Every Shabbos, we say with Toso Shabbos.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that application.
I mean, I could be wrong.
Right. I'm not sure the point of bracha is that it's an expansion. I'm not sure I follow the whole thought process of connecting the ideas.
Why do we have here that you don't make a bracha until it's lefonov? The previous sif says it has to be in your hand.
Okay, so there's two. It's a good question. The hand is the chadchilo. Right? So that's not Makabidi Yevit. This is Makabidi Yevit.
Okay.
Because you don't have it, there's nothing with bracha to take effect on. We even said before, the Mishnah Berurah said before, if a person doesn't hold it, is still yotzei.
Well, when you say it has to be in your hand, obviously, I would think it means it's in front of you, right? You could reach out and grab.
That's right, it has to be in front of you.
I mean, it doesn't have to literally be in your hand.
No. Fred's question was,
it said yesterday.
In Sif Da'alad, Kalomer Shemei Vorach Lov Lachlis, Tzarech Lachza B'mino, you have to hold it in your hand. Physically hold it in your hand. That's what we said before in the last Sif. So now we're saying it has to be there. So which one is it? Does it have to be there? You have to hold it. Which one is it? So Mishnah Berurah said before,
Lachadchil,
you have to hold it.
But
the Yevet, as long as you have it in front of it. So this is saying here's requiring that you have to have it, and therefore if you don't have it, it's not even there, but you have it, it's no good. Fine. If it was here in the house, but it's not on the table, it's in a box, I have to open the box. So that's not a problem. It's in the refrigerator. It's available.
Like the brachas are tov meitiv with the better wine. That's all the question. Is it accessible? But here also, is it accessible? How accessible?
Right. Now, Prima Gunnum comes along and says what Irving was talking about. The who didn't call kiagav and shuvada shayova yuva etzloi. It's vada going to come. Because shuvah chedra samachloi come in and sarach lachs or levarich. Even though it's not in this room, it's in a different room. But it's vada available, so that's good enough. Definitely do not get involved in that. Fine. Number one, it would be considered an interruption to go to a different room. But anyway, the chachil, you're supposed to hold the item. So what do you mean you're making a bracha on something that's in a box in a different room? Okay. Fine. The Moshe Dirsha brings the water fountain issue. Right, so what are you supposed to do with the water fountain? So he says the water fountain, you should press the button before you, this should be nicker what the bracha is going on, even though what you're really making the bracha on is the water which comes out afterwards. So I can't really hold the water. I have a cup. I'm holding the cups. I'm holding the item. Right, the water is in the reservoir inside of the water fountain, so there's water there. Right, you know it's there, but I can't hold. I'm going to hold the water. I can hold the water fountain. Right? You know. But the point is, it's definitely body going to come. There's nothing preventing me from getting it. So really, weaker than it would be kosher, but it would be preferable that it should be you should turn on the water beforehand. It should be nicker what you're making the bracha on. Okay, so the person made a bracha on something which he had, and then they brought more of the same from somewhere else. Okay, we're talking about even if the first one was fully consumed. We don't say there's a concept we'll see later on. When I started the first one, the second was brought. So then I haven't finished the first one. So the bracha is like it's still in the process of taking advantage of the bracha. So it's much easier to add something else to that bracha. I already finished what I ate. I finished my apples. Then after I finished the apples, they bring another apple. Oh yeah, another apple. I'll take another apple. But Mamash had no. It was not connected at all to the first achila. So the way we're reading right now, we'll see in a second. It sounds like that's okay. All right, so the Mishnah Berurah. Now, it sounds like. Even though he didn't have a specific intent on the new item. Okay. He had a bracha, whatever he had in front of him. He wasn't thinking about the possibility of new ones, not new ones. He wasn't saying yes, he wasn't saying no. You make a bracha, you know. Hey, there's some apples here, let's make a bracha on the apples. Okay? And according to the Mechaber, the way that we're understanding right now, that's good enough. I can have intent for what I have. And we assume that there's an implied intent. If I get more, I'll eat more as well. What happens? You start eating. Many people start off, I'm just going to have one. Next thing you know, you have multiple ones. What happened? As you start eating, you realize you have more of an appetite than you realized. And, you hadn't really focused on the appetite before. Now you start eating, your appetite grows and you end up having more. So that's a normal thing. Now, Elim Kane, In Cain, all you would die to behead you shall be local rock, elo pair shall have the fun of. If you had an explicit intent, but dafka, you're saying, oh, no, I don't want to eat more. I'm not going to eat what I have here, and that's not more. Okay. So then you said that. Or, alternatively, you ate, you finished eating, and said, you know what, I'm done. I'm not interested anymore. And then all of a sudden they brought some extra food. But in this situation, you ate, you completed your eating, you made a decision, I'm done, I have no interest in eating anymore, and then they brought new food. So in that case, you need a new bracha. Then you need a new bracha. Okay. Now, if you look at the Shartzi in Chaf, so this is how the Ramal learns the Mechaber, that you don't have to that you don't have to have das for the new fruit coming in the future. You made a bracha on one fruit that you have. You want to include other fruits as well. You don't have to have das for that. It's automatic. However, he says after Magen Avraham Masik the Mechaber Mari Dafke Shahaya Daito Komashi Biyoloi the Lo Kavodas Ramal. The Magen Avraham holds that you have to have specific intent. Not like the Ramah, you must have a specific intent. But if he didn't have intent, and he just made the bracha stam, and they brought him more, he needed no bracha. A person sat down to make a meal out of peiros. Oh, that's a different story. But some person had a snack, an apple. We don't say that, and they came in from the store with some more apples. He needs, according to Ramog and Rami, needs a new bracha. So now, and the Chayonim quotes it. So the Chara, why am I writing over here the way the Ramog understands the Machabra? The Machabra argues, and the Chayonim passes like that. So the Mishabura, lo hetakti devar of la locha. I did not pass like the Machabra. Many Achronim argue on the Magen Avraham and agree with the Ramah. Alehema, the Shak, the Taz, the Drisha, the Yeraba, Mar Mordechai, Chemash came God Mebir Agra, Misarbe the Torah, B'Shulchan Aruch Mari B'Shulayhoy Daita Mitchila Al Kamash Yibiyoloi. It's not that you had intent for the new items, and even so, skip the brackets. If Elochi Ein Zarech Laksu Lavorech, Chem Shulchan Aruch Agraz, Pasuk Gam Ken Minechad Afilu Bistama. So the Mishabura is coming out that he followed the opinion of the Shach and the Taz. Jericha, El Yerabah, Maimon Mordechai, Gra, Shulchan Aruch Rav, that agree with the Ramah's understanding of the Mechaber, that you don't have that specific intent to cover the new items. Stam is good enough as well. Okay, you brought that item. Or something else with the same bracha, mimin acher, chavalov, vachi yemimin peiros, but it has to be the same type of food. For example, the imbirach al dogim, mevilo shecher shehu min acher legamri. I made a shahakol on fish, so I said, you know, if they walk in right now with another fish, I might eat some more fish. I'm not having intent one way or the other, but you can't say, well, imbirach on fish. I was addressing the possibility of getting some beer. Like why? I mean, it's both a shahakal, but then I didn't have any beer in the house. I made a shahakal on the fish. Next thing you know, somebody walks in with the beers. Oh, according to Mechaber, even your das is time, you cover what's going to be in the future. No, only if it's the same item. So when I eat studying a fish, I might want to have more fish. But you can't say the fact I studying a fish, I mean, I might want to have some beer. Okay. The miracle dog and real like Sheikh Shemin Akal Gamri. After Chazayim Shabbos, it's the same bracha Shahakal. Komakam ain't any term brachosu bistama. You cannot just not have a blank mind and include it. Elam ken hoya daita behead ya liftor bistam bracha. A shahaya lefanim al kapanim al shulchem shashaber. So, but we do have an option. If the person when he made the bracha on the fish had in mind for the beer which will be brought in the future, or the beer was on the table. So then even stam is good enough. But if the beer is not here yet, the only way it's going to be included is because he had specific intent to include it. Okay. So it's something else that has the same bracha. This idea that the future items are included as well. It's that same item, exactly, that same type of item, you know, exactly. So a person has one apple, and they say, you know, I could have another apple. But the person has an apple, and later on they bring him, you know, a quince. He says, oh, I remember, broke a little quince. I made a already. No, if he had a specific intent, he said a specific intent. But he didn't have a specific intent. Like, what's the shaykhus? So they don't accept this pasak of the mechaber. But I'll say the following. If the person was still eating his apple and they walk in with a pear, he hadn't finished eating the apple yet. It was brought in while he's involved in his achila, and he's extending his achila by having more of the same. So that would be included. So now they add a new connection that if the person made a meal, planned to have like a kvias, not just a snack, but a kvias of achilas peiros. So even though his das was stopped, and then they brought in a new min. So I just tell you, if we bring a new min, I'm sorry, it's not acceptable. Well, there's one exception where it is acceptable. What is that? If it's wedged, if a person he made a kvias, the peiros, so he was eating some peiros, but over there, it's much more logical to say that his intent was any type of peiros, and she gets them, what she likes, he might eat. So even if it's a new min, which comes afterwards, you don't need a new bracha. Then the Ramah added, it's proper l'chatzkila to have intent on everything which you're going to be brought. But these are l'chatzkila chav gimel. These are the poskim sabrim the mistama lomahani that they say no. That this case the Mechaber is saying if you just did it mistama without any thought, you weren't thinking, it's not good. So therefore, it would be proper to have in mind for what's going to be brought in the future. Because somebody's going to hold the Vistama Lemahani, Bechol Gavni, Elim Kain, Hoya Lefana B'Shas Achilin, you must have B'Shas Bracha. You must have it there, B'Shas Bracha. But if it's not there, you must have intent for it. So therefore, he says that the Ramah said it's proper, you should have, it's preferable you should have intent to cover the other items as well. Sivav. Not to be other pre Lachloi. Person took a pre into his hands. He made a bracha on it. It fell down. It got lost. He hasn't eaten it yet. He says, pray pre eats, and then the apple falls out of his hand, rolls down, gets all mushy, dirty, nimas, or it gets lost. It goes down the sewer. Right, so now what do you do? So lots of varech, acher, afal pi, shoy me osim min, the fun of yosim, mishabarech, alabishin. There are all the apples on the table. So let's say, you know, well, he planned to eat many apples, so even though the first apple didn't work, but it worked for the second one. So they're saying right now that it doesn't work. Comes the Ramah, and he says, Rak shalohoyadaita olav lochlet. It's all talking about if the person made the bracha stam on one apple, there are multiple apples on the table, he said the apples are included, but he had no specific intent for the apples, the other apples. But let's say the person says, you know what? I'm really in mood for two good apples. Picks up the first apple and says, break your eighth, and planning to eat the second, which is sitting on the table. So he had in mind when he made the bracha for the second apple as well. Then the first apple, before he bites into it, rolls away. Falls down, rolls away. So Ramos says he could use the bracha, he could save the bracha by eating the second apple, because when he made the bracha, he had both apples in mind. But the case where the bracha is not valid, so he has to say, so he has to, as it were, compensate for the chilul Hashem of being merchant Hashem Shemayim Latola by making a kiddush Hashem, making a bracha to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem Kodesh Adolam Vayet. Yimamar Kishanofel Baruch Hu to Hashem L'amar L'kenu. The person was holding the apple, and the apple fell out of his hand. You know, he paused, something, you know, caught his attention. There's a loud noise. He jumped and drops the apple. Next thing you know, the apple is gone. Fell into the river. So he had not said the full bracha yet. So he's planning to say, he holds the apple, he plans to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he creates. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then the wind blows away the apple. All he says is Baruch Atah Hashem. Well, Yomer Elokeinu, Yisayim, B'yomer, Lamdeinu Chukecha, She Nira Kekar Posek. Shehe Nira Kekar Posek, Vein Kamat Hashem Shalom V'Tolah. The Maisa, you said a Posek. There is such a Posek, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeinu Chukecha. So you said a full Posek. So that would take away the Bizoyan aspect to the Shem Hashem, to the bracha, because it's a full sentence, it's a full thought. Vein kan mitzvah Shem Shemal Natal. Okay, fine. New point. Oymer Amasa Mayim. Person is by a little. It's called an Amasa Mayim. You know, it's called Amasa Mayim because it was a water canal. It was called Amasa Mayim because it was an Amah wide and an Amah deep. So it's called an Amah. Right? That's my logical name for it, right? So that was the type of thing they used to produce.
Like an irrigation ditch almost?
It could be an irrigation ditch. It could be for, you know, it could be for irrigating in the field, but you know, it could be bringing water to the house. I mean, whatever. But it's called Amasa Mayim. So a person makes a brach on Amasa Mayim, and the water is flowing.
Same thing we had before, right?
Well, we're actually recording this case.
Oh.
You can make a bracha and drink, even though the water that you're drinking now wasn't there. We made the bracha. That was his intent. He meant the water, which is going to be coming. We'll talk about the issues of making a mistake up soon. Okay. So in the Shabura, so the apple became unusable because it fell, it was lost, or because it became repulsive. Or the case you dropped it, the person picked up an item, made a bracha, and he looks at it and says, Gevalt, this apple looks horrible. It's rotted all over the place. So you're not going to eat it. He said, okay, I'll get a different apple. Too late. The medayin ksas relech yilatzar lechel mimenu kreshal yibrichas levatola. See if so you're not going to be eating this apple. Okay, fine. Fine. Chafei al bishahaya. Even though that min was there, but since you had no intent to partake of it, so what you made the bracha on was rolled away and got lost. So you have a bracha levatol and you need a bracha. Chafei al bishahaya. So you had multiple apples over here. You picked up one apple with intent to eat one apple. You didn't necessarily have intent to eat the other ones. They're there. You made a bracha. They're there, right? No. You didn't have intent for that. So the bracha is not chal on them. Then the apple you did make the bracha on fell. So it's okay. So the other ones you had no intent for. This one that you made a bracha on fell. So now you have nothing. Okay. Chavav, rak shlohaya bedaita. So he says that this halacha that you must make a new bracha is some of the case where you do not have intent for the other items. But if you did have intent for the other items, so you made the bracha on both of them, which are here. So that is not bracha batal. Rak shlohaya, ritzalimer. Shlohaya daita beferish b'shas bracha kulam rak b'stam. The case wasn't that he had intent to exclude the other items. That for sure they're not included. He was thinking stop. So we say, if he had specific intent to eat the other ones, he doesn't make it, so he meant to make a bracha. All of these things, they're all here. So now one of them is not usable. Okay, so no problem. So we eat a different one. It's our last of the You don't have to go make a new bracha. The bracha is effective, and one of the items that he intended to eat, and then it covers everything else as well. Even though it wasn't there by the table, So what's the case over here? The case over here is a case of stam. So some argue that even a case of stam, you don't have to go back. The kibun shayim munach lefano v'al shulchan habi kedai to behed alakol. Six brachas lahaka. As long as it was here, so we assume that your bracha meant to include the other items which are here. So that even though this one you end up not using at the end, the one you actually made the held for the bracha, but the other ones which are there are included. So therefore, some brachas lahaka. He made a bracha on the peiris as he's making the bracha. They come in with much more loose, you know, luscious grapes. You made a bracha on these ones, so you have to make you have to eat some from there, and then you go eat the other ones. Even if that's someone, even if this person was able to calm himself quickly enough to have in mind the other people, the other nice items, have in mind to make a bracha on that as well. But if you had no one such intent, even though they brought nicer ones, you needed a bracha. You don't have to go back again. Fine. Okay, so the law is that if a halacha minig, that if there's a mace in the neighborhood, any water which has been drawn, it's no longer attached to the ground, it's ready in the kli, that water should not be drinking.
Just if there's a mace in the neighborhood?
If there's a mace in the neighborhood, so Chazal say that the Malach HaMavis takes the tipa of Misa and puts it in the water which is around the neighborhood. So how he does that, that's the Malach HaMavis's business. It's not a healthy thing to drink. So, but he just made a bracha. He's holding the cup, and then he says, you know, hey, so-and-so just died next door. So Shchuna and Halacha is assumed to be three houses. So it doesn't mean, you know, it's gigantic neighborhood.
Three houses is one thing. Okay.
So what do you do? So it's a bracha batal if you throw out the water, because you had a mind for this water. So what you should do is drink a little bit of the water, just enough to be able to make the bracha, should not be bracha batal, and then the rest you'll have to discard. You another inyan which Chazal saw as a sakana is drinking water at the time of the tekufa. And there are four tekufas in the year. There's tekufas Nisan, tekufas Tammuz, tekufas Tishrei, and tekufas Tebes. They all start with the T, right? Except for Nisan.
We're talking about with equinoxes
and solstice. But you know, but the halacha zman for when they are is a little bit different than the way the calendar calculates them. We actually have two ways in halacha how to count them. Calculate them. One of them is a very, very simplistic way of calculating, which is basically the same way as the Julian calendar. It's that each year, solar year, is 365 days and 6 hours. Now, the truth is, it's a little bit less than 6 hours, which makes everything much more confusing. But assuming that that's so, so you take 365 and divide it by four, it's 91. 360 divided by 4 is 90. 364 is 91. You have a remainder of 1 day and 6 hours. Remainder of 30 hours. Divide that into four parts. That's 7.5 hours. So each season is 91 days, 7.5 hours. So I figure when Nisan is, when Tekufas Nisan is, I count 91 days and 7.5 hours. And I now know when Tekufas Tammuz is. I do that again. I know when Tekufas Tishrei is. At the end of the year, the time will have passed, the 365 days and 6 hours. So the Chazal said that at the moment of the tekufa, that moment of the tekufa, drinking water is not safe. So he made a bracha, and they said, right now is the tekufa. So the answer over here is, wait. You don't have to throw out the water, just don't drink it at that moment. You have to matter to tavra tekufa
hakishta. Whoa.
Okay. Now, I feel the mandamer sheyesh chashash shakana afakei gavna. Some say that no, any water which is detached and ready to drink at that moment should be discarded. But over here, the shmira of the mitzvah of not saying a bracha lebatola will protect you from the sakon of tekufa. What is the sakon of tekufa? Chazal said there's a sakon. How does it work? Rabbi said so. It's Kabbalistic. So I don't understand. I can't explain to you how it works. But Chazal said it works. So if you look at... don't complain to me. I didn't write the book.
It's not like an honest then, you're saying.
What?
It's not like an honest that the guy made the bracha and all of a sudden the water, he can't drink it. It's like someone...
Yeah, but there's some, it's in my sense that we don't, it's a bracha lebatola. You know, he didn't end up using the bracha. So we want to come up with a solution so how we can use it.
How do you know... I mean, most people have no clue, including myself, exactly at what moment you go through one of these tekufas. And how long does that moment last? A split second?
Yep. It's a second. So I have a calendar which tells you when the tekufas are.
Down to the second, I assume.
Yeah, down to the second.
Okay,
so I have a calendar, you know, it tells you when the fourth tekufas are. So you just have to know exactly what it is, and that's it. Just be careful. Okay. Simon Reish Zayin, let's do this chapter in Simon Reish Zayin, it's a short simon. Paris Elon, Chutz Mei Chamesh is a minim, Bracha Achronim, Tumma Bracha Achronim. So Paris Elon, except for the five species of Paris Elon, there are seven species which Eretz Yisrael and Shabbat, two of them are grains. So they're easier with five types of fruits, right? Rechol Paris Adoma and all Paris which are not eighth, they're Adoma Paris or Yerakis. Chodav Hashem Gedulim in Oretz, or something which is a shahako, Bracha Achronim Shalahem is Brein Nefoshos Rabos. Bimochom in Kominim Elo, you ate many different types, so Mavorach La'achar Kulam Bracha Achaz, it gets one bracha for all of them. Bracha Zu Chosim Bo Abalo Hashem, Shiatim Kach Baruch Chei Horlamim. You don't say Bracha to Hashem Chei Horlamim. He's putting it out because the Yerushalmi holds that you do, and the Brukroa passes like that, the Bracha Brein Nefoshos Rabos, Vechesson Ochim Asher La'achar Nefesh Kochoi, Baruch Ato Hashem Chei Horlamim. That's how the grower passes that you should say the bracha. We don't do that. So the Mishabur Payas Elon, Sibkat Nalev, Bidiyevan, Iberich Aleim, Allah Eitz, Al Priya Eitz, is Yotze. A person made an Allah Eitz on an apple, Bidiyevan, he's Yotze. Don't do it, but if you did it, you're Yotze. Whatever, Cholvata, Afilamayim, it includes water as well. Brain of Fashos Rabos, Nuzaka Bracha, Bidorach Shem, Lakin Malachalam, Brain of Fashos Rabos, Vechest Renom, Akuma, Shabara, Lahakayos, Bohem, Nefesh Kolchoi, Baruch Elamim. Okay, Vechest Nokud, Bidseire, Chay ho'elamim, not chay olamim, shudava. Kveshem reshabarasa, menahara nahara upshate. Somebody have a meaning to say, not barah, but shabarasa, and either one is valid. So after all of these, you make this brach, lachakulam, reshalam, then sarach lavorach, brain of fashos, a kol echab echad, you don't make a separate brain of brach of each one, you make one brach of everything. The shaykh kulam, it's one brach of everything. Rebach of a shasa, yatsim brach achas, eating and drinking also, one brach is enough. Okay, can you say I had a half a kazayas of food and a half a revias of water and may Allah be mitzarfet? So we'll see later on that you can't do that. If you believe that you do not say this, eat your kazayas of food in the time span of kedechilas pras, which I think for this purpose for bracha chronim we assume we're making and we assume within 5 minutes. So if you're not having a 5 minute span, you don't need to. You don't say brenda for shows. Why are we saying that? Because Sheshomrim that Shimat Beya Arucha, it's considered a long text. We know that any one of our brachas, which is a long text, we have a chasim at the end. Bracha to Hashem Geol Chasidim Lamo Yisrael. Bracha to Hashem Yotzei Hamar Reis. It's a long nusach. So maybe there's also a long nusach. Bracha to Hashem Al Arutz Ol Mechya. So some say it's a long nusach, and therefore that you would make a chasima. Yeshomrim Shatikdim Beya Kotzer Beloya Chasima. So we're not sure. So we say Baruch Chayalamim. We don't say Hashem's name. The Gra says you should do it like Yerushalmi says. We don't do that. Pirish Reina for Shos for Bos Mavur Batur. The next thing is Baruch Shevach Al Shabor Devorim Harchreichim Kun Lechem. Reina for Shos for Bos for Chesronim. You created mankind and its needs and the foods which can address its needs like bread. And things which are when you created lahakayas to give it like a geshmak. Okay, let's stop here.